Welcome back. Manatt Community Health Center will be celebrating its 45th anniversary next year. They have grown exponentially under the leadership of CEO Cynthia Sierra. So she's here to bring us a little bit of update on what's happening at Manatt and what will be happening in the future. So good to see you, Cynthia.
Thank you for having me. Delighted to be here, Joe.
It's always a pleasure to talk about Manatt Community Health Center. Hard to believe, approaching your 45th anniversary soon, and now five locations, right?
Oh my goodness, 45 comes quick, right?
Yes.
Yeah, 45 years of uninterrupted service, so we're very proud of that. We actually, Joe, we have six locations presently, and our hope and expectation by the end of the calendar year, we actually have eight locations, spreading, if you will, the mission, expanding access to health care and integrated behavioral health services.
Okay, so we should start with just a little recap about what Manatt is, where you're located, and how folks access services.
Absolutely, yes, a wonderful starting point. So 45 years old, Manatt started in Quincy in 1979, thanks to the wonderful city and community of Quincy. We have three locations that are here. North Quincy on 110 West Squanum Street, our very first location in House Neck at 1193 C Street, and we're also in Germantown, Snug Harbor at 9 Bicknell. We also are in Hull on George Washington Boulevard. And each of our sites, I'll say, also have evening hours, mm-hmm. and we have a few sites that are open on Saturdays. And close to 10 years ago, we put in an application to expand down to Southeastern Mass, where there was such a need for primary care. And unfettered access to that, frankly. And so we opened up in Taunton. We're right behind, for folks that know Taunton, the Taunton Green. We're in, if you will, a marketplace area called Mill River Plaza, right in the heart of the downtown. And then in July of 2021, keeping a commitment to the city of Attleboro and that community, we opened a health center in 2021 with four exam rooms. And this summer we'll be celebrating, if you will, the expansion of that site, because it was very clear to us that further access, if you will, was needed. And part of how you meet that need is through a really terrific, qualified, talented staff of professionals, but you also need, if you will, the brick and mortar, the exam room, the consult spaces to do that. And our mission remains to provide accessible quality health care for all, alleviate barriers, make sure that no one is left without access to care, Joe. We serve all. We welcome all patients that need our services. We started as primary care, and so it's primary care plus, if you will.
Yes.
There's other services that we provide along and in tandem with the primary care.
Yeah, and that really is the core mission of community health centers is accessibility, right? Both
Absolutely.
For folks, there's a misconception it's only for folks who don't have insurance. Not the case.
Absolutely, right. Absolutely not the case. Our emphasis is on making sure that folks that are medically and socially underserved have a medical home. Mm-hmm. That being said, our doors are open to all that need us.
Right.
We see patients from all walks of life, and you know, some consider us in ways, if you will, the primary care safety net across the country, Joe. Really the largest system of care. We serve 30 million patients across the country. 1 million, over 1 million, forgive me, over 1 million residents of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, they receive their care from a community health center.
Their primary care.
Absolutely,
right?
Their primary care. There's 37 community health center organizations in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Manatt's proud to be one of them. And there's 1,400 health center organizations across the country. Mm-hmm. And I believe together we're in 14,500 plus communities. And so just obviously I'm clearly very enthusiastic, but I think, if you will, the beginning and the end of the day, it's our doors are open and no one should go without care. And that's really the beauty of a community such as Quincy and Hull and Attleboro and Taunton interfacing with a federally qualified health center like Manatt.
Yeah. How many patients does Manatt currently serve, Cynthia?
So we have right under 30,000 patients,
really?
Joe. When we can compare our wrap-up data from calendar year 2022 as an example, mm-hmm. and of course there's different ways to look at it by fiscal year, by quarter, and calendar year 2021, we grew 14.9% in patients
wow.
alone.
In just 2 years?
In just 1 year,
just
Joe.
Just
wow. 1 year. And those are primary care services. So we certainly were humbled and honored to support our communities with vaccination service and COVID.
Yes.
But when you remove those numbers, if you will, the growth in primary care patients and individuals and families turning to us for care, it's an over 14% growth in our patients, which we want to see,
yeah.
particularly as we open new sites.
Are you finding that, I mean, we've heard a lot about how the pandemic impacted folks, particularly in the healthcare field, a lot of retirements or folks changing careers,
Absolutely.
Leaving people without a primary care physician,
yeah.
right? So
yeah.
then turning to places
yeah.
like Mandy.
And Joe, I have to say that would be a wonderful panel discussion to
yeah.
probably have just on the primary care shortage
yes.
and predictions alone for primary care providers and what we're expecting in terms of further turnover, if you will,
mm-hmm.
In retirement in the next 4 years. Because
mm-hmm.
I think there's things that we can all do together
yes.
if we're more, if you will, more together informed about it. In terms of Manit, it's a great opportunity, Joe, for me to promote Manit as
yes.
an employer.
Manit is hiring.
That's right.
Yes.
Manit is hiring. We're an employer of choice. That's our hope. That's our expectation. We're a little bit post the season of graduation, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
High school, community college, baccalaureate programs, vocational high schools. Consider us, you know, join us, be with us. Go to our website, if you will,
mm-hmm.
And search those open career opportunities. And Joe, I think we're equally enthusiastic about the new college graduate, the new high school graduate, as much as we are about, if you will, the mid or later career professional.
Okay. All right.
Take a look, Joe. We just, there's nothing that gives us greater joy than further developing our workforce, and if you will, creating those career ladder opportunities. But we're really proud of who we are and strive to be a better employer tomorrow than we are today.
Yeah, I did just that this morning, actually. Took a look at the website, and there are openings, you know, both in the medical side of Manit, but also the community and administrative side as well.
Absolutely,
yeah.
absolutely.
So there's something
yes.
for all, and it's what a great way to give back to your community, you know, to live and
absolutely.
Work right in your own community. Yeah.
Absolutely. When we do employee experience surveys, Joe, we realize what our challenges and our opportunities are by our staff, but we also realize what brings them to us and keeps them to
mm-hmm,
us
mm-hmm.
and what gives them a great sense of value and meaning. And it's just that, Joe.
Yep.
It's that they're serving, if you will, their own community
right.
in a very special, unique way
in many
charitable
ways,
healthcare.
Yeah, many ways it reminds me of kind of the old, you know, doctors that made house calls. It's, you know, you're really interacting probably with your friends and neighbors.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Joe.
The biggest news lately at Manit has been your new radiology lab in North Quincy, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's exciting.
Yes. Growing services in Quincy, radiology key to that. Just had the privilege of celebrating with Manit staff, Manit board members, Manit partners, and particularly the Curry family of Quincy, a ribbon cutting on both mammography, Joe,
yeah.
but also plain film x-ray. So right at 110 West Squantum, a beautiful, beautiful space. And Joe, would not be possible
mm-hmm.
without the partnership of course, our federal partners at Health Resources Services Administration. Mass Development has a wonderful grant program for community health centers. But specifically the city of Quincy, through their planning department and their CDBG grant program
yep.
vehicle. I mean, just, you know, amazing contributions that are making mammography and x-ray, if you will, accessible. So we're off, we're launched, we're seeing patients in both the x-ray and both the mammography space. Boston Medical Center is our partner
That's
in
great.
That, yep. And all good things for us come when we work together with Boston Medical Center. So thank you for raising. Important to make those screenings accessible close to home.
Absolutely, yeah. And in addition, eye health services expanding as
Absolutely,
well?
Absolutely, yes. Dr. Jean Hopkins is our director and optometrist, and she's been joined by, if you will, a newer career professional. His name is Benjamin Strake. About 8 or 9 years ago, quite a story. Benjamin Strake was newly out of college and was an AmeriCorps healthcare worker with us. And so we really caught the bug, I think, of community health centers. And the two of them are a pretty dynamic team. And if you came to North Quincy today, you would see evidence of physical site expansion around vision services.
Well, that's a great example of growing your employees within and stepping up
absolutely,
the ladder.
Absolutely, Joe. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So 6 locations now, 8 to come. Where are the other 2 going to be,
so
Cynthia?
So the other 2, I will start with Taunton. In Taunton, we will be opening this fall a school-based community health center. And our first school-based community health center where we'll offer Primary Care Plus on the main campus of the Taunton Public Schools.
Really?
Yes, okay. Supported by Superintendent John Cabral, the mayor, and the school committee of Taunton, and the state delegation, and just a wonderful opportunity to bring health right into the school environment.
Yeah.
We will have a pediatric nurse practitioner, and we also will have a full-time dedicated licensed independent clinical social worker.
Okay.
So all of the hours that the school operates, we will be there right beside them. We will be in a Manatt licensed outpatient clinic that's in, if you will, the heart and the hub of who they are. So providing same-day services for both behavioral health, an extension of pediatric care and primary care. We also look forward to being able to serve, if you will, the faculty and the staff of the Taunton Public Schools as they have issues that might come up for them.
Right.
So so that's the first site, and we're delighted by the opportunity and feel frankly very privileged, the partnership with the city of Taunton. The second is right here in Quincy,
right.
And that's with Father Bills in Mainspring.
Yes.
They're opening their Yawkey Housing Resource Center, and John Yaswinski just came forward and said, we really want to have a licensed outpatient clinic inside of the Housing Resource Center. And so away our conversations began, and for folks that had the opportunity with John and his team to celebrate a few weeks back, Joe, I know you were there, they had the opportunity to tour the Housing Resource Center, the Yawkey Housing Resource Center, and you can see Manatt Community Health will be right there opening this fall to support the clients that need those healthcare and supportive services, Joe. We're frankly honored. We're honored to be able to do it.
It's a, you know, it's a great asset for the community to have the folks like John Yaswinski to serve that population, but also to have a facility such as Manatt to provide that care right to where they need it the most at that critical time as well. So, I mean, there are probably preventative services that you will offer that could, you know, head off a potential
absolutely.
Health issue.
Absolutely,
right.
Recidivism for sure.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, and, you know, often, and I think John and his team would attest to this, and Boston Healthcare for the Homeless, it's done wonderful legacy work with them for so long. You're often meeting folks that have, for different circumstances, put in the back seat or neglected, if you will, their health care. So when they're coming and there's compromised disease states and there's disease burdens, best to have a credentialed health care provider, if you will, supporting that work and supporting the lives. Yeah, health for sure first, Joe.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You have in front of you, Cynthia, a strategic plan for Mattock Community Health Center.
Yeah. I do, absolutely. So 2023, also a big year for us. We have a board-approved strategic plan, and we want to be able to share with the community what that is. There's key areas of focus, and holding ourselves to account and becoming an even stronger and more resilient organization. Mission-minded organization that's here and present in all of it and has the opportunity to grow for many years to come. And so focuses like the patient experience, how do we become even more efficient and serve our patients the best way that we can, looking very closely at our workforce and culture, how do we challenge ourselves to be the employer of choice, health information technology, information technology platforms, assessing, Joe, do we have the right systems and innovations in place to be able to serve our patients the best?
Yeah.
Also thinking about behavioral health as its own tenant. We have an internal behavioral health program. We have psychiatry that's provided direct and in partnership. How do we expand that, Joe? And thinking about, continued, if you will, pharmacy access for our patients, partnerships, strategic investments. All of that is inside our plan. Our Senior Director of Communications will dedicate a whole page of our website with complete information share about our plan. We encourage folks to read it, review it, and reach us if they have any questions about it.
Or maybe offer some input or some
Absolutely.
Insights. Sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You're always looking
yes.
to the community, right, to adapt to what the community
for
needs.
Sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And those opportunities to offer that informally or formally, to volunteer or engage in our organization,
yep.
Joe, in any way.
I know you're very aware of the different ethnicities that are represented here in Quincy and all the communities
absolutely.
That you serve, as well as the different backgrounds from folks that live there, right?
Yes, yep. Oh, absolutely, yes. Our staff are reflective of the patients that we serve, new arrivals as well, our board of directors, that's a cornerstone of who we
yes.
are. As a health center, it's always for us been about ensuring health parity and reducing those disparities that can come, are generated from race and ethnicity. And so, yeah, absolutely a priority for us, a foundational priority for us, frankly.
How long have you been at Mattock, Cynthia?
Gosh, I've been in this role formally since January of 2016.
Okay.
The board of directors, grateful for their confidence mm-hmm. in me, first asked me to serve in this way in 2015. I've had a few different careers with Mattock,
mm-hmm.
Joe. I started my career in clinical psychology, and I did neuropsychology. And so that sort of clinical part of life never leaves, if you will,
sure.
the administrative person.
Yeah.
Honored to serve and be a part of it.
And congratulations on being named Outstanding CEO of the Year from the Massachusetts League of Community Health Centers.
Thank you, Joe.
It's a great accomplishment, and it's well-deserved.
Oh, thank you. Just honored. Thank you. We have a wonderful, wonderful organization.
Thanks for stopping by, Cynthia.
Absolutely.
Great to see you.
A pleasure.